Testing, 1, 2.
Okay, today is July 22nd, 1982, and I am here at the home of Dr. Fred Cummings, director of the Detroit Institute of Arts. My name is Dennis Barry. This is the first of our tapes. And we thought we would start off today, Fred, talking about just how and why you came to the DIA. What was the story behind your appointment there?
Okay, Dennis, thank you very much. And we're sitting here in the looking out on the golf course and sitting among the pink geraniums and the coffee cups and the cookies, and it's very relaxed and pleasant. That's probably the way this will go.
We may never go to work.
I came to the Detroit Art Institute in 1964, and at that time I was teaching at the University of Missouri, where I was teaching classes in ancient art and archaeology, Greek and Roman art and archaeology, and in Renaissance art history, Baroque art history, 17th century, and also American art. Taught the American course there. I had two courses as a teaching load per semester, and then I was the acting director of the University Museum, which was just getting started at that time. Today it's a much more elaborate operation, but in those days it was just starting in the, as a part of the museums, or house museums, library, and had small galleries and a small Kress collection. Saul and Gladys Weinberg, the ancient classical archaeologists, were on the staff. Saul was head of the department, and they were very anxious to build the museum, and I had put me in charge of it. And we had almost no staff at all, of course, only one assistant, I think, and it was a very small, very interesting operation. We just installed the Kress things in the gallery of the museum with a lot of fanfare, and people were giving gifts, and we were publishing an annual report to tell what had been done and what had been created. And people in New York City were giving gifts. It was a very interesting situation. But I'd been at the University of Missouri for 3 years, and it's in, as you know, it's out in Columbia, out really in the middle of the state, and far away from everything. And I was feeling very isolated. Although the 3 years at the university, when that was my first job, were very important years for me, and the whole teaching process was extremely useful. It was a great learning period. I worked terribly hard and enjoyed it enormously, but I was ready to leave.
Mm-hmm. 3 years was enough.
3 years was enough. And when I took that job, I said I'd take a job anywhere in America, because I had a family, and my family and my wife's family were wondering if I was ever going to take a job anywhere.
And get a real career.
And I said I would take a job anywhere, and I did. It was a very interesting job, and it was very useful. I'm so happy I had the teaching background, but it was very clear to me that the museum was more interesting,
mm-hmm.
That involved people working in relation to works of art, and that fascinated me, even on that limited scale. So at that time, I heard that the curatorship of European art at the Detroit Museum was available. I'm not sure, I don't remember exactly how that came to my attention. But I certainly was writing to colleagues all over the country and abroad, and I heard about it in some way. And when I did hear that it was available, I made every effort to obtain the job,
mm-hmm.
and wrote to Bill Woods, who was director of the museum at that time, and told him my interest. And I got people from all over the world to write letters, actually. Ellis Waterhouse wrote a letter, which was wonderful, and people from the University of Chicago who had been interested in my